It's Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is The Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 131. Matt Scott is joined by Colleen Lee, Joe Whitaker, Brad Hintz, and Bob Archer talking about Control 4's new smart doorbell. Brad Hintz starts off talking about how Control 4 came up with the concept of Intercom Anywhere.
It definitely came out of feedback from dealers and consumers, but I think if you step back and put yourself in the shoes of a normal homeowner, it just becomes natural that you would want to integrate this type of functionality with the rest of your home. And we're in the fortunate position where we have the platform that enables us to do that. And I think that, you know, for the other, you know, the other alternatives that exist out there, the fact that they haven't been able to do it as extensively as us is less about them not having the desire and more a limitation of the size of an ecosystem. If you're a startup and all you do is sell a video doorbell, it's much harder to get out there and get the attention of enough manufacturers to have integration that's worth talking about. But when you have an integration capability of 12,000 third-party devices, you already have many devices inside of the home, like Control 4. We have the ability to make that happen, right? And I think it's great that you guys attribute some of the success of Intercom Anywhere shipping to Charlie. But the reality is that we have a great team and they've been working on it for quite some time. And I think that the amount of time that the team took on this was the right thing to do. And you can see that in the scale testing that we did. We had it working nearly a year ago, and it was working well, but we wanted to make sure it would work really well everywhere. And with any number of homes, we had to be able to scale around the world, but also support many concurrent phone calls simultaneously. You know, it's a little bit different experience than, you know, trying to just turn on a TV in a room, which we know we handle well and we scale. But handling tens of thousands of concurrent phone calls, you know, on the high end, or at least that was the target to test some of that scaling, was really important to us, because a homeowner wants to know that when somebody presses that doorbell, they're going to get that notification. They're going to be able to accept that phone call. And that's why the team took so much time to ensure that it really did work.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.